This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McKee. There is no indication that protests and some of the violence associated with them will stop in the United States, although Minnesota's attorney general did increase the charge against the fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and charged three additional officers who were at the scene during the death of George Floyd. Initially, Chauvin was fired when charged with third-degree murder after kneeling on the neck of Floyd, who begged for air. That charge was upgraded to second-degree murder. Tens of thousands of Americans have continued to take to the streets and cities across the country for protests that have at times led to widespread vandalism and looting. President Trump's Pentagon chief has backed away from the president's plan to use active-duty troops to quell protests. But then Defense Secretary Mark Esper reversed course and kept the 82nd Airborne Division on standby after he visited the White House. An obvious clash between the U.S. military and its commander-in-chief, Esper says active-duty troops should be deployed only in the most urgent and dire of situations, and the U.S. is not there right now. Mr. Trump has raised the possibility through the White House, although the White House has called on the idea of protests to calm things in the past 2 days. North Korea is using the George Floyd tragedy to accuse the United States of having a double standard. It said the U.S. said that the United States is in no position to criticize China over Hong Kong or human rights violations when Washington threatens to unleash dogs to suppress anti-racism protests at home. Speaking to Fox News this week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that recent actions by the Chinese Communist Party suggest it is intent upon the destruction of Western ideas. Western democracy is in